President Bush says the military investigations into abuse at Abu Ghraib prison will uncover the truth for the whole world to see. The president made the comments in an interview published today by a Baghdad newspaper. As part of our series of commentaries on the abuse, Professor Fawaz Jurjez says a thorough investigation is essential to keep the scandal from worsening violence in Iraq.
I have spoken recently with scores of Iraqis and Arabs, both in the Middle East and the United States. Their responses to the Abu Ghraib scandal ranged from shock and rage to resignation. Many told me they are not surprised their countrymen were abused by American soldiers. As one journalist confided, "Why should we be surprised? The abuses reflect an imperial mindset that distorts the humanity of Arabs." More and more Iraqis are saying they lack confidence in the willingness of the U.S. to help resolve their country's complex problems. The Iraqis' darkening mood does not portend well for the American-led occupation. Deteriorating security, widespread unemployment, and rising civilian casualties have driven more Iraqis to join the armed insurgency. In the next few months, the potential for an escalation in armed conflict is very real. Yesterday, the head of military operations in Iraq, General John Abizaid, told the Senate Armed Services Committee he expects an increase in violence after the end of June. The assassination of the rotating president of the Iraqi Governing Council, Ezzedine Salim, is a case in point. The gruesome beheading of Nicholas Berg could be an indication of bad things to come. Militants will likely try to outdo each other in attacking Americans and their allies in Iraq and beyond. The crisis is a welcome development for Al-Qaeda in particular. It will use it to justify its war against America and pro-Western regimes. President Bush's partial apology to the Iraqi victims is a good step on the long road to healing, but full accountability and transparency will be much more effective than words. It's not enough to hold a few rogue American soldiers accountable. The abuse scandal reflects a political and moral failure at the highest levels of the Defense Department. President Bush decided against sacking Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, but he must insist on full transparency in the investigation and full accountability as well. Establishing the facts and meeting justice will go a long way to rebuilding broken bridges of trust with Iraqis and Arabs.
The comments of Fawaz Jurjez, professor of international affairs and Middle Eastern studies at Sarah Lawrence College. He is also the author of the forthcoming book, The Jihadists, Unholy Warriors. Tomorrow, another perspective on the abuse at Abu Ghraib prison.